And happy Sunday, happy Father's Day, and happy Juneteenth Day. Here's another edition of Butch on Sports. Yes, on a Sunday, boys and girls, Butch on Sports is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in here. Give you some sports news and a whole heck of a lot over here that maybe you can't get enough of, or maybe you can. Who knows? Let's try it. The Detroit Tigers snapped a six-game losing streak with a 14-7 win over the Texas Rangers on Saturday. The Tigers had scored only two runs in their last four games. However, they set a season high for runs on Saturday there. Javi Baez, Robbie Grossman, and also Eric Haas homered. Eric Haas also had three hits, and indeed, including one of the three, was again a home run for the team. And hitting prospect and big-time prospect, Riley Green had his major league debut on Saturday. He got on base four times, two hits, two walks, and scored twice in his major league debut. What a big deal. And hopefully Green can inspire others on that team to get off the pot. And you fill in the blanks, boys and girls. However, today, Robbie Grossman, again, he hit a homer and drove in four runs as the Detroit Tigers beat the Texas Rangers 7-3. Yes, on Sunday, today, to split the four-game series. The Tigers and their league-worst offense scored five or more runs in consecutive games for the first time this season. Isn't that something to know, boys and girls? Detroit has lost six straight before winning 14-7 on Saturday. And here's the deal. Detroit opens a three-game series with Boston, a three-game series, I should say, with Boston on Monday. Alex Fando, who is 1-3, will pitch for the Tigers. That's not bad. Pitching against Boston, Josh Witkowski, who has a 1-1 record for the Red Sox there. So you have it for the year. You know, and again, I will tell you, and I'm going to continue to say it until I see it, Detroit got to put the best people on the field. And although Grossman done himself proud this weekend, and also Javi Baez for offense did himself great on offense. Spencer Torkelson, I don't know, Riley Green's arrival put a plug in his mug. But he did excellently on Saturday as well as Sunday. Hey, maybe we get something started. Quick, fast, and in a hurry for Detroit Tigers. Who needs it? Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Tigers are, again, going to Boston. The Michigan Panthers say one of their best performances for last, and it is the last game of the season for the Panthers. They battle for the rights for the number one overall pick and the first selection in the even round for the 2023 USFL draft. The Panthers beat the Pittsburgh Maulers by a final score of 33-21. Both teams finale on Sunday in Birmingham, Alabama. Again, the league will get ready, get set, and go to the playoffs. I believe they're in Canton, Ohio, I do believe there. Right? I have more details on that this upcoming Wednesday on Butch on Sports, or maybe tomorrow on the Game Sports Show, News Talk 1400. And also on Saturday, hockey was played. Colorado Avalanche, they threw and beat the crap out of the two-time defending champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning, scoring three goals in the first period, two goals in the second, and two more in the third for a 7-0 beatdown and a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They will get back to hockey quick, fast, in a hurry tomorrow night in Tampa. So that's going to be a nice little plane ride from them last night. They're there tonight. Get all the rest they need. And Monday, they'll have at it again, boys and girls, on Monday night. Again, that'll be on ABC if you don't know. Speaking of ESPN, who's producer of sports on ABC, a motion was filed Thursday to dismiss anchor Sage Steele's lawsuit against the company, according to the Washington Post. Steele has filed a lawsuit against ESPN in April, claiming the network violated her free speech rights. ESPN responded Thursday by filing a motion with the Connecticut Superior Court, saying that Steele cannot argue. She was punished since her pay was never docked. The network added it also has the right, which includes taking Steele off broadcast and allowing coworkers to opt out working with Steele. This is pretty serious, although I just recently saw Sage Steele on ESPN on the noon broadcast of their sports. This past maybe, what day? Tuesday, I did see that there. Okay? So she's still working, still making money, and hopefully they can, you know, kind of iron something out. I will say this, Steele must be in her rights because any other network would have got her fired or fired her already. But she's still working, making money. Former world's number one in tennis, Naomi Osaka, pulled out of the Wimbledon on Saturday with an Achilles injury. He said, "My Achilles is still not right, so I'll see you next time." The four-time Grand Slam winner posted it on Twitter. Osaka, 24, is already considered not to be playing over the ATP and the WTA tours, deciding to strip Wimbledon out of the ranking points after the All-English Club banned Russia and Belarus players in response to the invasion of Ukraine. I don't know how that particular is going there because I haven't heard no reconnaissance news on that particular, but I'm going to dig into that. Maybe on Wednesday I'll have a little bit more on Osaka's stance on those particular players from, again, Russia and Belarus. Phil Nicholson. I had to lighten the load here, boys and girls. I had to do it. Phil Nicholson played only two rounds of golf in the United States since January. And after two ugly rounds in the U.S. Open, it'll be a few more weeks before you ever play again or anymore. I don't know. Mickelson, who still lacked only the U.S. Open, complete his Grand Slam, finished Friday at the U.S. Open at plus 11. Well, outside the projected cut line there. So Mickelson spent most of his time in the last 4 months of golf in exile after a comment about the Saudi regime and the PGA Tour that were made public in February there. And the rust was clear. I've said on Mickelson there, he was definitely more than rusty. He was funky out on that course in Brookline, Massachusetts. However, on that same particular note, Matthew Fitzpatrick defeat Will Zalatoris, who was the last man out for the second straight major there. Zalatoris having some bad luck, but he's playing doggone good golf. And he almost tied the bad boy here on the last hole on the 18th. But just a little off to the left here, boys and girls. And Matthew Fitzpatrick wins the U.S. Open. By the way, Fitzpatrick's caddy, who'd been caddying professional golf for over 40 years, this is the first time this particular caddy has ever been involved in a win in a major. He looked like he was crying, man, before he hugged Fitzpatrick for the victory that they received around about 6:57 this evening. I mean, CBS about 5 minutes. No, NBC was about 5 minutes late getting to, I guess, the missing link. Oh well. Philadelphia Flyers have hired John Tortorella to their new head coach, and it didn't take long for the reaction of the social media to flood on in about the particular pick of Philadelphia. Again, Philadelphia is always a hotbed for spirited comments and stuff like that there. The Charlotte Hornets coaching search isn't not over after all. I reported last week that the Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson reportedly went to and accepted the job for the South Charlotte Hornets. But after the championship, Atkinson said he changed his mind and will not become the new head coach of the Hornets, according to ESPN Andrea Wojnarowski there. Atkinson instead will continue to serve as an assistant coach with the Warriors. So, Charlotte Hornets, start all over again. I thought that was pretty comical after he got his drunk on and everything after the championship. Next day, he gave him a call and said, hey, I can't handle it. Okay. High school sports ended this weekend, boys and girls. It's Father's Day. Who knows? Here's the scores for softball. Starting with the girls, okay? In Division One, the Allen Park 5, Macomb, Dakota, Zip. Those are the Division One winners, Allen Park. Division Two winners, Stevenson, Lakeshore 6, Trenton 2. Those are two downriver teams, Trenton, who lost, and Allen Park, who won. So, zippity-doo-dah-day. Division Three in softball final, Millington 3, Evatt 2. Did I miss something here? I bet you I am. Did I do that? Okay. Okay. Let's see what I do, boys and girls. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute. Here we go. Here. I messed it up completely here. I will get Division 4 score as soon as I possibly can there. I'll do it. I'll do it for all of you folks there. Oh, I know what I forgot to do. I forgot to get the scores because those games were not over. We're not completed. So, on Monday, I will have those particulars for you there. It's Father's Day. I'm sorry for Division IV winners. Division I in baseball there, Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Congratulations to Dan Petrie and his son, who's on that particular team. And for Orchard Lake St. Mary's, over Grosse Pointe North, 1-0. Division Two, Ada Forest Hills Eastern, 3, Grand Rapids Christian Zip. Division Four, Riverview Gabriel Richard. This is baseball, boys and girls. 4, another downriver team. Bill City, 3. That's 3. Oh, boy. Just cleaning up here. Division 3, I did not get because that was a late start last night, boys and girls. I will have that particular score for you on the ready on Wednesday or, better still, tomorrow on the Game Sports Show. Soccer is over, too. Division 1, Bloomfield Hills, 2, Northfield 1. Division 4, Royal Oak Shrine Catholic, 1, Kalamazoo Christian, 0. Division 2, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central, 2, Bloomfield Hills Marion, 1. Division 3, Williamson, 3, Hudsonville Unity Christian, 2. Congratulations to all the winners and all the participants who were in the playoffs in baseball, basketball, golf, swimming, you name it, those spring sports, track, girls and the boys. You did yourself proud. Stay safe this summer. Have a good time. Play that all that recreational stuff that you're going to get into. And again, please stay safe, all you kids there. And kids and boys and girls, get out there and support them. They're going to be doing a whole lot of things that they could do in summertime, boys and girls. I know it. But if they're doing something safe and sporty, right, well, get out there and support them. Do the right thing, okay? And stay safe as well as the children. Little Caesars, the third largest pizza chain in the world. And the home of the famous Hot and Ready pizza for 555. And the NFL, this past weekend, announced a multi-year partnership that names Little Caesar as the official pizza sponsor of the National Football League. Holy cow, I just can't get over it. Now, here's a question for you all, you kids out there, and you boys and girls, your moms and dads, uncles and aunts. When will Little Caesars start offering that 555 price at the stadiums they sell these pizzas at? Because I see a big fat differential from going into a Little Caesars versus being going to the stadium and getting a pizza, and it's sometimes double, maybe triple the price. No 555 there, or before $5. I'm just putting that. It's just a thought. Again, recap, Detroit Tigers, they salvaged a home beating from the fans, of course, there. This weekend was celebrating Negro Week with the Detroit Stars, with Detroit Stars uniform on Saturday, and they did that uniform very much so, very proud, with a 14-7 win. Also today, they had a significant win over the Texas Rangers, splitting that particular series. Yes, the Panthers win, the football Panthers and USFL win the final game of the season. And yes, indeed, they will get the first draft choice in the 2023 draft. And also congratulations again to all the young ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls who took part in sports from winter to spring and to summer right now. Have a great, great time. And again, I will emphasize, stay safe there. Which is another Butch on Sports. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. Or go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. And also you can get it at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com, where you can enjoy Butch on Sports and some other great shows on the Game Sports Show registry of shows there. And also, this ain't on my final night. I'll take me a little break here and check you guys out around my 6:45. But the Game Sports Show start at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock there. Scott Nason, Dave McCague, and myself hosting the show that, yes, we have fun. We give sports and that news that you just can't, again, get enough of. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. And, again, stay safe, boys and girls. I am out of here. Butch on Sports is, again, a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions.